What does a girl with bright red pigtails and a penchant for adventures and a little donkey with a magic pebble that can change him into anything have in common? Here's Fiona Barnes to sort out this intriguing connection.
There probably aren't two better authors for young readers to get carried away with during National Children's Book Week than Astrid Lindgren and William Steig, who share the same birthday today. Miss Lindgren became a national hero in her native Sweden after her stories about Pippi Longstocking were published over 50 years ago. The brash, fun-loving, super-strong Pippi was actually given her name by Lindgren's own 9-year-old daughter, who was sick in bed and demanded that her mother tell her stories to while away the time. Stories about what? Lindgren asked. Why, about Pippi Longstocking, her daughter announced, making up the name on the spot. When she herself was bedridden the next winter, after a bad fall on the ice, Lindgren finally got around to writing down all the Pippi stories she had created. And these exuberant tall tales about the escapades of this independent, indomitable young spirit who can eat a birthday cake in one sitting or lift a cow with one hand haven't been out of print since. In fact, the three collections of Pippi stories have been brought together so that a new generation of Pippi's readers can follow her faithfully to the South Seas of the imagination. William Steig is one of the most engaging picture book artists at work today. He's given us such sophisticated fables as Dr. De Soto, about a mouse dentist who discovers a way that he can treat a sly fox with a bad bicuspid and still keep his professional principles and his life intact. Steig's characters are often trapped by their own unusual powers, like Sylvester the donkey, who can change himself into anything just so long as he's holding his magic pebble. But how does he keep the pebble in his grasp when a lion approaches, and the only thing Sylvester can think of is to transform himself into a boulder? Steig's books are urbane, unconventional, and usually loaded with over-the-top surprises. Who would have thought that you could write a love story about the ugliest green ogre that ever shriveled a flower with his breath? That would be Shrek. And when it comes to the outrageously delightful, Steig wrote the book.